Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Klayim, Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalet. I'm sitting on a wagon that's being pulled by two oxen. I'm also trying to train in my horse. So I have an idea. I'm going to tie my horse to the side of the wagon or to the back of the wagon. This wagon is being pulled by the oxen. But I need to train my horse into walking along with the wagon, sometimes slowing down, running a little quicker. Zakta Mishnah, maybe a very good idea to train in your horse, but you're not allowed to do it. You want to train in your horse, so connect your horse to a wagon that's being pulled by other horses. Not that's being pulled by oxen or different animals. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Zakta Mishnah, ain't kaishin as a sus. If oxen are pulling the wagon, you can't tie a horse. Loi litzid, did they hakarain? Not to the sides of the wagon. Loi la'achar hakarain, not to the back of the wagon. Aye, clearly a horse tied to the side of a wagon or to the back of the wagon doesn't pull the wagon. But the Batanura explains, sometimes it pushes the wagon along and it helps it move. Vaitra says in Mishnah, v'loy esha, luvdikim lagmalim. Luvdikim is something in the camel family. At least it looks that way. It looks like a large camel. It's actually a donkey. It's actually such a large donkey, it comes from Lod, that people think it's a camel. But Lamaisa, Veloyasa Luvdikim, Lagmalim. You can't connect the Luvdikim and a camel, it should work together because it doesn't mean it was what it looks like. The fact is, you're working with a donkey and a camel. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. Again, we're going back to discuss the halachis of mules. Mules, again, is a behemoth that's born from a combination of a horse and a donkey. Rabbi Huda says, "Kol ani lodim in hasus." All animals that their mothers are horses. Afalpi, even though shavi and chamar, even though we have over here these two mules, in both cases their mothers are horses and their fathers are donkeys. Zok the Mishnah mutar and zemzeh. It's mutar to mate them together and to work with them together. What's the chiddush? Well, maybe the horse part is really coming together with the donkey part, and the donkey part is coming together with the horse part. So we say, no. As long as their mothers are the same, it's fine. Avul Bat says the Mishnah, Hanayladim min hasos. Let's say you have this mule whose mother is a horse. Iman Hanayladim min hachamar, together with an animal, let's say that its mother is a donkey. In other words, in one case, the father is the horse and the mother is the donkey. In another case, the father is the donkey and the mother is the horse. Asud and Zemzeh. They are also one with the other. If they have different mothers, then they are considered klayim zebezeh. Chazing over on Mishnah, you can't tie a horse, not even to the side or the back of a wagon that's being pulled. Let's say by oxen. Even though you're only trying to train in your horse, every once in a while the horse will give a little push over there and help along. That's why you can't do it. Can't tie Luvdikim to camels, even though Luvdikim look like camels, but they are not camels. They're really large donkeys that are found in Lod or Lod. Rabbi Huda says that if you have mules with the same mother, in other words, both of the mothers are horses or both of their mothers are donkeys, it's okay. But if you have two mules where they don't have the same kind of mother, even though they both come from a horse and a donkey, you're not allowed to work with them together.